going through for the lectionary text, too, is the Gospel of Matthew. And one of the questions that we start out with when we talk about spiritual architecture is this issue of reform. How often is it that we reform our spiritual houses, that we remodel our spiritual homes? Is it good enough that we're just where we're at and we forget the fact that, wow, the sinks don't work anymore, and the paint is chipping in the bathtub, and do we not see this anymore? Does it come a point in our life where we need epiphaning, more showing, a revealing that something is yet to happen? When I think of epiphany, I think of those oh moments that you have in life. Have you ever had any of those where you're sort of going along and then you realize, oh, well, I hadn't thought of it that way, or I hadn't looked at it that way. Jenny Kinsley, anticipating that we were going to have an epiphany theme, sent me a quote from James Joyce earlier in the week, and James Joyce says about epiphanies, "Epiphanies are sudden manifestations of the whatness of a thing." Oh, you realize. Sometimes they are those inadvertent revelations, Joyce says, in which people are betrayed by the very things they're most interested to conceal. Oh! Epiphanies. They're moments that cause us to wonder if there needs to be a turning or a decision made. Moments where paths are questioned or confirmed. And when we think of the epiphany in the Christian tradition, we often think of those moments in which Jesus was shown to be something more. There was more of a showing. And so in our tradition, you know, we talk about the gift of the Magi as being an epiphanal moment, or the presentation of the temple as being the epiphany, or the Holy Spirit coming down the form of a dove on the top of Jesus being an epiphanal moment in the church. But those are really moments where we're talking about people reflecting on the showing of more information about another. What I'm interested in today is those moments when we have more showing about us, when there's more showing going on in our lives, epiphanies going on in our own lives. And Jesus, I think, had his own epiphanies, right? Times when he thought, oh, what about that? If you think about the idea of Jesus going out into the wilderness to be baptized, you were so used to hearing that this happened, we forget the fact that baptism is not a part of the Hebrew tradition, the Palestinian Hebrew tradition. Baptism is something weird. You never read about it in the Hebrew scriptures. It's something that was happening in diaspora communities when people would be converts from a local religious tradition to Judaism. For example, if a woman had married into a Jewish family, she would be baptized in those communities that were scattered around the Mediterranean basin. It was a way of leaving the old and taking on the new. It was very odd that John, who was already Jewish, was out there in the wilderness saying, all of us need to be dunked. All of us need to leave behind the old and take on the new. It doesn't matter whether you're Jew or Gentile. It's what matters is that we really understand God's call to us, this call to justice. And things are not just. If you read the Lucan version of John's ministry, you see that John was out there telling people who were tax collectors, do not take the money you're taking. You're exploiting people. John was telling soldiers, do not exploit the people who you come across on the way. This was a movement of justice where John was calling people to come back and realize, listen, life doesn't mean anything if life is just all about me making myself feel good. If there's not justice for people, if there's not justice for all people, then I can't really, if I don't care about that, I can't really call myself a child of God. It's odd that Jesus goes out here to the wilderness and gets himself dunked as if he was some kind of Gentile in this John movement. And the epiphany really we're thinking about when we read these passages about the baptism of Jesus is not necessarily an epiphany of Jesus himself. It's an epiphany of the disciples of Jesus who, after seeing the failed Jewish revolution in 70 AD, that violent revolution where people tried to overturn the government, be violently squelched, the city burned to the ground, many of the people killed who were part of that revolution, they look back on Jesus and see, oh, well, when he was saying, blessed are the peacemakers, maybe he was making sense. Maybe there was something about Jesus that mattered. And they looked back and they saw this moment of Jesus' participation in the ministry of John out there in the wilderness, the radical call to justice, as the beginning of that sort of ministry that led to that spiritual place where Jesus could finally at the cross say, "Forgive them, they know not what they do." It was a mark. There was a more showing that they saw there that was important. A new piece of light. And Jesus on his own path probably had many of these moments where he not only realized that, oh, I need to be concerned with the good of all people and not just my own good, and to mark that by baptism, but also, you know, in encounters we read in the gospel about, remember that time Jesus meets the Syrophoenician woman and she wants to get a little blessing, and Jesus say, "Oh, I can't give you a blessing. This is only for the children of Israel." And she says, "Well, can't the dogs eat of the scraps that fall from the master's table?" And Jesus says, "Oh." Right? Jesus himself has these moments of epiphany. Oh, and maybe that transformed the way he looked at people. Or that time in the Garden of Gethsemane when he had to realize that if he was really going to keep on this nonviolent path, that there was going to be something that was not going to happen well to him, that he was going to be in trouble. Oh, is a moment of spiritual decision and spiritual turning. Those oh moments happen to all of us, and they are crucial. They're manifestations of the whatness of things. Times when our secrets are being revealed, when the inner workings of our hearts are being shown as something that's becoming true in our real and lived lives. Now, of course, I want to leave this message on Epiphanies on a positive note, and I'd love to tell you, look forward to this year of turnings, because spiritual remodeling is fun. It's great to have that new bathroom, to have those moments of anticipation, and to see changes being made and to realize that they're positive. But if we look back into our tradition and to think about the epiphanies that we know of, even in the life of Jesus, the truth is that these epiphanies are not always pleasant. Revelations are not always easy. Jesus went out there in the wilderness to be baptized of John, and John gets beheaded. Jesus realizes his own complicity with some provincial thinking with that episode with the Syrophoenician woman. And Jesus realized in the Garden of Gethsemane that his end may not be one that he had imagined. Epiphanies are times of great insight. They're times of opening ourselves to real possibilities that we didn't think were possible for us. But very often, they're also times of risk. They're times when we find ourselves at a crossroads. They're often times we feel faced with choices that we cannot avoid making. And those epiphanies don't come easy. But as we remember from last year's study of some books by Richard Rohr, often spiritual maturity doesn't come easy. It comes through those difficult times, those struggles, those crises of the soul that require of us new decisions, that require of us treading out into different pathways. Us being open to gifts of the stars is a good thing. We need to be open to new revelations and to new reforms, reforms which make our spiritual homes safer and healthier to live in, if not always more comfortable. So this season, as we continue thinking about our own spiritual architecture, let's remember that the Spirit is still speaking, that there is more light to be had. We hear it in God's Word, through God's Spirit, and through one another. Let's stay open to new revelations and ready ourselves for, as the Japanese would say, reform. Let's pray. God, we thank you for new words, new possibilities, and new life to come. Grant us courage to look forward to days ahead and to make those decisions that are important for our spiritual maturity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.